Ngaphanga ngafunda okuningi ngaleli luba. Inkosana encane yayihlala ilamaluba emhlabeni wayo. Agqoke isendlalelo esisodwa samaphetshana, angadingi indawo eningi, futhi engaphambanisi muntu. Avela ngenye ikuseni etshanini. Abuye anyamalale ngaleyo ntambama. Kodwa leli luba lavela ngelinye ilanga, livela enhlanyelweni eyayithwalwe ivela lapho kungaziwa khona. Futhi inkosana encane yabukela ngokuchophelela ihlumela elalingafani lamanye. Kwakungaba luhlobo olutsha lwesihlahla somkhombo, kodwa leso sihlahla sama ukukhula masinyane. Saqala ukukhulisa iluba. Inkosana encane yabukela ihlumela elikhulu lisakhiwa, yazi ukuthi kukhona okumangalisayo okwakuzavela. Kodwa leli luba lalingakaqedi ukuziveza ubuhle balo. Lisazilungisa ngaphakathi kwendlu yalo eluhlaza. Lakhetha imibala yalo ngonanzelelo olukhulu. Lagqoka kancane kancane, lihlela amaphiko alo kahle. Lalingafuni ukuvela libonakale lingahlelekanga. Lalifuna ukuvela ngesikhathi seliphelele ngobuhle balo. Yebo, lalizikhukhumeza kakhulu. Ukuzilungisa kwalo okuyimfihlakalo kwathatha izinsuku eziningi. Wathi ekuseni ngelinye ilanga, ngesikhathi ilanga liphuma, laziveza. Futhi selizilungiselele ngokuchophelela, lazamula lathi, "Oh, ngisanda kuvuka, ngicela ungixolele, ngisengathi angikabi sesimweni esihle." Inkosana encane yona yehluleka ukuzibamba ngokulithakazelela. Umuhle kangaka, angithi, kuphendula iluba kancane, futhi ngazalwa ngesikhathi esifanayo lelanga. Inkosana encane yabona ukuthi wayengathobekanga kancane, kodwa wayemuhle kakhulu. Ngicabanga ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sokudla kwami kwasekuseni. Wabe sesithi, "Nxa ungaba lomusa." Inkosana encane yadideka. Yagijima yathatha igabha lokuthelela elilamanzi. Kodwa kungakapheli isikhathi eside, iluba laqala ukumhlupha ngokuzigqaja lokufuna ukunanzwa okungapheliyo. Ngelinye ilanga lizibonakalisa ngameva alo, lathi kunkosana encane, "Ngithi ziyekele zibuye ingwe lezo lenzipho zazo. Azikho ingwe emhlabeni wami," kuphikisa inkosana encane. "Futhi noma ngaphi, ingwe azidli utshani." "Mina angisitshani," kuphendula iluba ngobumnene. "Ngiyaxolisa. Futhi angiyesabi ingwe, kodwa angiwuthandi umoya." "Kanti kawulayo yini into yokuvikela umoya?" "Ukungawuthandi umoya, lokho kakulungelanga isilimo," kucabanga inkosana encane. Leli luba aliqedisiseki kakhulu. Ebusuku kufanele ungembese ngesivalo seglasi. Kuqanda kakhulu lapho. Lokho akumnandi. Lapho engivela khona, laselithula. Lalize kule iplanethi njengenhlanyelo, ngakho lalingeke lazi lutho ngamanye amazwe. Seliyangekile ngoba liphose labonakala liqamba amanga, lakhwehlela kanye kumbe kabili kwangathi lifuna ukusola inkosana encane. Leso sivalo benizaya kusilanda kodwa ukusakhuluma. Laselikhwehlela futhi okokuziphoqa ukuze limenze azizwe elicala. Ngakho yikho okwabangela ukuthi inkosana encane iqale ukulisola loba nje yayilithanda. Amazwi alo ayengela ngqondo, yayiwathatha njengamazwi aqakathekileyo, yaqhubeka isiba losizi kakhulu. Bekungamelanga ngililalele. Wangitshela imfihlo yakhe ngelinye ilanga. Akumelanga ulalele amaluba. Kufanele uwabuke futhi ujabulele iphunga lawo. Iluba lami lwagcwalisa umhlaba wami ngephunga elimnandi. Kodwa angizange ngikuthokozelele. Leyo ndaba yenzipho yangiphatha kubi, kodwa kwakufanele ingithinte enhliziyweni. Waqhubeka engivulela isifuba wathi, angizwisisanga lutho, bekufanele ngimahlulele ngemsebenzi yakhe, hatshi ngamazwi akhe. Wangipha iphunga, wakhanyisa impilo yami. Bekungamelanga ngijiye, bekufanele ngibone uthando olufihlakileyo ngaphansi kwenkohliso yakhe. Amaluba ayadida, kodwa ngangisemncane kakhulu ukuthi ngazi ukuthi ngimthande njani.